April 28, 1964. This is Betty Lockery Hogue interviewing Joan Ankrum. That's J-O-A-N-A-M-K-R-U-M at the Ankrum Galleries, 930 North Los Angeles, Los Angeles. Mrs. Ankrum, I was interested in what you told me before about the artist Arthur Durston having lived in a little guest house at your mother's home in Palo Alto.
Well, no, he lived in the home of my mother-in-law, whose name was Ankrum.
Oh,
and she is the grandmother of my nephew by marriage, who is Morris Broderson, whose career I helped develop and direct. Morris is a boy who was born completely deaf without any hair, so he has never heard speech, but he has some percentage, very small percentage of sound perception. Mm-hmm. He was educated in the schools for the deaf in Berkeley. My home was in Palo Alto, that's how you got to, I grew up in Palo Alto. But Morris was my nephew by marriage, you see, and so I didn't meet him until he was about, almost 14, came to visit me. I was living in Altadena at the time, and that's when I realized from knowing that he did, that he had very an exciting talent.
Oh, and he hadn't developed at that time.
It was just on his own. He'd been drawing since he was about 3 and a half or 4. But nobody had done much about it. Everybody was too busy making a living or something.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful that disability intensified his perceptions?
Well, I think it helped. It gave him, it provided a more vital necessity for him. It was the main means of communication for him. But this first drawing really propelled me into action, you see. And I got very excited about it, and that's when I tried to contact anybody I could in the art world who could help me help him.
Yeah.
And of course, because of his deafness and his very informal and casual education, mm-hmm. I had some problems. But he came to live with me at that time, and I was able to help him through a wonderful book that I got by Nicolaides called The Natural Way to Draw. Mm-hmm. And although I'm not an artist myself, I was able to communicate with him some of the ideas, kind of basic ideas in art, and this was very helpful, this book. Mm-hmm. So we used to draw together. I was living in Altadena, mm-hmm. up on North Lake, and then I put him in a life class at the Pasadena Museum. At that time, Francis de Urdele was teaching there, the Hungarian artist who
Marcus Grassman.
Yes, great and a wonderful teacher and an excellent teacher for Morris. Although he didn't speak English, but Morris couldn't hear it anyway.
Oh, really?
He spoke English, but it was still a very heavy Hungarian accent. Mm. And at that time, but prior to this time, Morris, as a boy, in his grandmother's home on the 360 Mount Washington Drive in Los Angeles, this was the old family home that had been broken up into apartments. And in one of these apartments lived an English artist named Arthur Durston. And when I met him, he was just beginning to get some recognition through WPA. And he had been, he was an artist who had, I don't know whether he actually was in World War I, but he left England about the time of World War I and studied in France. Then he, because of the disapproval of his family, who had no understanding of what he was trying to do, he ran away from home. And he came to this country and he worked in a mine of a sawmill, that was it. Now, Laura Serfileson can tell you more about this background, I think, than I can, because I didn't know much about the sawmill experience, because that was before I met him. But at the time I met him, he had recently come from San Francisco, where he had studied at the California School of Fine Arts.